you will hear a lecture from Professor about ocean pollution. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 35. Listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 35.
Morning, everyone. Please take your seats and open your books to Chapter 3. Today, we'll be talking about the ocean environment, specifically the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. I know it's maybe a little strange to be talking about oceans and garbage at the same time. Generally, we think of broader terms, like pollution, when considering these areas of the Earth. But this garbage patch is actually a swirl of marine litter particles in the central North Pacific Ocean. It was discovered between 1985 and 1988 and extends over a very large but uncertain area. I say uncertain because its range depends on the degree of plastic concentration used to define the area. That is to say, the scientists measuring the density of these particles can't always agree on what standard to use when considering an area to be polluted or not. Now, the patch itself is characterized by exceptionally high concentrations of ocean plastics, chemical waste, and other litter that have been trapped by the currents of the North Pacific Ocean. But its low density prevents detection by satellite photography or people in the area. The structure and movement of the ocean's waters push and hold this litter together over time. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch was first described in a 1988 research paper based on results obtained in the mid-1980s. What they did was measure plastic in the North Pacific Ocean, finding high concentrations of marine litter piling up in regions controlled by ocean currents. They then used their findings from the Sea of Japan to estimate that similar conditions would occur in other parts of the Pacific, where the main currents were favorable to the creation of relatively stable waters. Turns out they were right. It was a Mr. Curtis Meyer, that's M-E-Y-E-R, who actually named the region of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, and we've been using that name ever since. Of course, that name is used whenever the area is featured in media reports as an exceptional example of marine pollution. But even up close, the patch is not easily seen because it consists of tiny pieces almost invisible to the naked eye. Most of its contents are trapped beneath the surface of the ocean due to the structure and movement of currents mentioned just a moment ago. More recently, a similar patch was found in the Atlantic Ocean by a Mr. Christopher Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, and, as you might imagine, is called the North Atlantic Garbage Patch. We scientists are a creative bunch.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 36 to 40. Now listen and answer questions 36 to 40.
Moving on, it is thought that, like other areas of concentrated marine litter in the world's oceans, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch formed gradually as a result of ocean or marine pollution gathered by oceanic currents. As you can see on page 83 in your books, the Garbage Patch occupies a large and relatively stable region of the North Pacific Ocean. The rotational pattern of the currents in this region draws in waste material from across the North Pacific Ocean, including the coastal waters off both North America and Japan. As material is captured in the currents, wind-driven surface currents gradually move floating litter toward the center, trapping it in the region. Despite some strong opinions, there's actually no definite scientific data concerning the origins of ocean plastics. In a study published in 2014, researchers sampled many locations throughout the world's oceans and determined that discarding fishing gear, such as buoys, lines, and nets, accounted for more than 60% of the mass of plastic marine litter. A 2011 report indicated, and I quote, "The primary source of marine litter is the improper waste disposal or management of garbage and manufacturing products, including plastics from littering and illegal dumping. This litter is generated on land at ports, rivers, harbors, docks, and storm drains, and at sea from fishing vessels, fixed platforms, and transport ships." That's a lot of potential sources, so it's really just too difficult to find and blame any one industry or country. If we could do that, we might be able to get someone to clean it all up. But, as it stands, that's simply not the case. I suppose that the most shocking part of all this is the size of the garbage patch. Estimates of size range from 700,000 square kilometers, about the size of Texas and the U.S., to more than 15 million square kilometers, which is up to 8% of the size of the entire Pacific Ocean, or, in some media reports, up to twice the size of the continental United States. Such estimates, however, are uncertain, given the complexities of sampling and the need to compare findings against other areas. Finally, although the size of the patch is determined by a higher-than-normal degree of concentration of ocean litter, there is no standard for determining the boundary between normal and elevated levels of pollutants to provide a firm estimate of the affected area.